haven't personally overcome it yet, and they only travel by land. Can God still work? Yes, God will work. God will work according to your level of faith. To put it in a negative sense, God will work according to where your fear doesn't prevent Him. In all of this life, it is that level of faith. And that's why the more faith we have in God, the better God can use us. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the Bible tells us there are different levels of faith. You find these adjectives of faith. Great faith, little faith, small faith. I know, faith can be like a mustard seed, but a mustard seed under an electron microscope is huge. You could still split it further. There's great faith, little faith, weak faith, strong faith. There are all these adjectives to faith. So if it's logical to say without faith it cannot please God, it would be logical to say strong faith pleases God strongly. Weak faith pleases God weakly. More faith pleases God more. The logic goes down the line. So in a similar way, when we begin to obey God and do whatever thing to fill up the gap, according to our faith, God will work. Some of you say, give me more examples from the Bible. Yes. Remember the man, I believe it's Mark 5, and many other gospel stories, where he comes to Jesus and say, come and lay hands on my servant, and he will be healed. And Jesus would go and lay hands on the servant. At other times, the person says, heal my servant. And Jesus says, I will come and heal him. Jesus said, I will personally be present to heal him. I will lay my hands on him. And then the person says, you don't have to come. You just speak, and I believe it's done. Now, notice, Jesus offered one method. Healing is there. Jesus offered one method. The man adopted another method. So who is in control of the method? The faith level of the people who receive. The more faith, the more varied the methods God can use. I tell you, if you have faith that God will heal through a handkerchief, God will. If you have faith that God will only heal when a person come and put oil on you, then God will. Our faith limits the methods of God. If you have faith that God has to, that if you have such faith that you have to do these 1,000 things before God opens one door, then you will have to do the 1,000 things before God opens at one door. If you have faith that the blessings will chase you, then the blessings will chase you. If you have faith that you have to chase the blessings, according to be your faith be unto you, then your whole life will be a faith-chasing person. You're always chasing. Why? Because while the Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Your life is surely goodness and mercy. You know, I'm running. It's different, right? It's like, I'm running after goodness and mercy. It just doesn't harmonize. But your whole life, you're running after goodness and mercy. There's goodness here. Oh, there's mercy there. Oh, there's a revival there. Oh, there's an anointing there. Oh, there's something there. And your whole life is a running to catch the blessing in case you miss out on God's blessings. Yeah, there are Christians who run around wanting to be in the move. They were in the move. You fast 40 days, 40 nights. You will be in the move. The Holy Spirit will come to you. Yes, and skinny.
humble and skinny.
What kind of faith? Do you realize according to our faith, we can receive? Every Sunday, we confess 1,000 people. I know in my heart that not everybody believes when we confess. But I still make people confess because it can be done. And we can confess and confess until, you know when we reach 1,000? When everybody actually believes it can be done. But at first it starts with one person and say, it can be done. Finally, after 1 year, 2% believe, it can be done. Finally, after 3 years, 3 people says, it can be done. But let's speed it up a bit. After 4 years, 10 people says, it can be done. Let's do something about it. And it will explode. I understand. Sometimes it's like Noah building his ark. Noah says, it's going to rain. Yes, that's what they said. Say, no, Noah. The next day, no rain. The next week, no rain. Everyone is laughing at him. Say, Noah, you stupid fool. Why are you building a big boat in the middle of dry land? Because it's going to rain. There were some people who believed, well, maybe there's such a thing as rain. But Noah had a worse assignment than many of us. He not only has to say there's a rain coming when no one has seen rain, because in those days rain has not been seen yet. Remember, it's only after Noah that they saw the rainbow. So, meteorologically, it means that the world weather pattern was different before and after the flood. The first rainbow was only visible after the flood. Before that, there were waters above the earth, so the world weather pattern was different. They don't need rain to water the earth. They water the earth every morning. Nobody has seen rain. But if that was bad enough, no one not only has to tell them there's rain, he has to tell them there's lords and lords and lords. Let me borrow your voice about chuck. Lords of rain. Yes. Not only has he convinced them of rain, here's the talent, there's going to be so much of it that the whole planet will be flooded. That's even worse. So, if the first point was not easy to swallow, the first point they say, Noah, you are a stupid man. When they hear the second point, Noah, you are a crazy man. And then Noah says, everyone will die. Said those who are in God. And they say, Noah, you are a madman. And for months and months and months, think about, some of you thought your life is difficult. You prayed, you exercised faith, you fast, you confessed, you did everything you know how. You listened to all your Kenneth Hagin tapes, you listened to all your faith tapes, you listened to whoever else, you know? And you did everything you know how. And yet, God hasn't shown up yet. Because you're still in point 1A or B. You only had it. How long have you lived? How long? How many here? How many people here are 120 years old? Thank you, all you young fellas. Oh yes, a few years later. Thank you, a bright spot there, my friend. So I have to qualify. How many of you here singularly 120 years old? And I'm married. No one. Do you know, for 120 years, he's to talk about rain and plenty of rain when there was no results. How would you like to have a prophecy that take 120 years to be fulfilled? Of course, in those days, the people live very long. They marry when they're 200 years old. They have children when they're 300, right? So, pretty long. But, how many of us will have to hold on to what God spoke for 120 years. But let me tell you one thing. When it comes, it comes. There's not even 1 second delay. And you know God has mercy. If you read Genesis, it's very funny. The last week before the flood, God quickened the pace. God tell Noah, it is now 7 days more. You see, even God has a timer. He also knows when it's coming close, the midnight hour, 5 minutes to midnight. 7 days left. And you know all the people of the earth has an interesting sign? Because during that 1 week, I don't know whether there were any music, but if there were any music, this is the music you could hear. Tang 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 tang. And here comes the two elephant. Tam tam taram. Here comes the two giraffe. Tam tam daram. Here comes the two horses. Tam tam daram. All these animals getting married. Not really getting married, but every male and female animal were marching. You know, some of you, how do you think Noah got all those animals? You think he has to go out and catch them? No. God supernaturally brought them to the ark. So suddenly you have these animals marching. And all the people say, hey, this is strange. What's Noah doing with all these animals now? Before he was mad, now he's gone. You know, these animals marching in to the ark. But when the time came, God closed the door. I knew you can stand that. And no one could get in or out. And everyone looked around. Suddenly, the whole sky went dark. Suddenly they had this water coming down. They say, what is it? This is the rain Noah talked about. I wonder how many people were outside the boat running round and round to try to find a way to get in. Too late. How much faith do you have? But sometimes the question is not how much faith. How long a faith can you stretch? But one thing you can be assured, God will be on time. How long did Abraham and Sarah waited for their child? 25 years. How long did David wait to be king after he was anointed? At least between 20 to 30 years. How long did the Apostle Paul have to wait to start his ministry? At least 10 years. These are all not things to discourage us, but things to show us that your story is no different from many stories in the Bible. And your story is being recorded. It's a testimony for many others. Your story. Your own Bible story. But when it comes, in one day, God can take you from a prisoner to become a prime minister. In one day. How long that Joseph has to wait for the prophecy to be fulfilled. He was 17 years old when he had a dream. He was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh. 13 long years. And the last two were the worst. He was a prisoner. 13 years. Where he suffered being a slave, being a servant, being seduced, being a prisoner. 13 long years. Tell you, in comparison to the people in the Bible, our faith is young. And we are here to encourage you, because there are some things I've seen in the spirit that are happening for many of your lives. I pray for each one of you. And some things in the spirit I know God is bringing forth in your life. Thus says the Lord, don't give up. Because if you give up, you never get past 1B. But if you hang on, 2A, it tells us there that when God opens the door, you have 2A, you have your part, God has His part. 2B, according to your faith, it shall be to you. And 2C, which we will look at next week even more. The church of Philippi became the main church that was behind Paul's ministry for the rest of his life. You read in Philippians, Paul says, no church ministered to me like you did. Because when God breaks new ground, your new ground is so solid, it will be a new stepping stone into your future. Don't worry if you never have a breakthrough yet, because when it comes like a flood and a mighty torrent of rain of blessing. But when you are established, no one in heaven, on earth, or under the earth can shake you from the place where God has placed you. No one in heaven or on earth. Because if God puts you there, after all your years of faith and travail, no one can knock you over there. Except you yourself, if you get proud. Otherwise, you can remain standing as a mighty pillar in God for generations to come. Let's pray. Father, we ask, O God, that you will establish each one of us in you. We ask, O God, that you will quicken our hearts and our faith. Because sometimes, Lord, when we speak about spiritual things, we know, Lord, we are surrounded by a generation of unbelievers. We are like Noah preaching to people without faith. But Lord, those who have ears to hear, your spirit quickens faith in their life. Because out of the little things, great things come. It doesn't take you long to turn a bunch of 12 people into a million people. It doesn't take you long to turn a pauper with 5 cents in his pocket and $0 in his account into a multi-billionaire. Because you are God Almighty. All the resources of heaven and earth and everything in this whole world and spiritual world are under your hand. And you give it, like Daniel says, to whomsoever you will. So help us to have faith that the blessings will come to us, will chase after us. So that we are not chasers, but we are walkers in God. Where your promises will follow us wherever we go. Because if we have faith, be unto us according to your will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all rise together. I'd like to raise your faith level to the next level. And first of all, let's recognize that the people in this life, see, sometimes we are trained by the world and we don't realize it. It's subconscious. We are trained by the world to chase. We're trained by the world to, instead of panting after God, we pant after things, positions, promotions, the next blessing. See, we are trained by this Gentile world. But we need to retrain our mind. If that is your level of faith, where you have to work very hard to receive it, then it will be. I work hard. We all can work hard, but we work hard for God. But as far as the blessings of God are concerned and the promotions of God, you have to believe, raise your faith one notch higher, to believe it will come chasing after you. That means if your door is closed, it will knock on the door to find you. That means That if your heart to find in a place where, like in the wilderness somewhere, where it looks like no way and no hope and no promotion and no future, your blessings will come chasing after you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 that these blessings will run after you. The Hebrew word. The Hebrew word for Psalm 23 is these blessings will chase after you. So raise your faith to the next level and believe that the blessings of God will chase after you. Thank you, Father God. Father, even right now, you know the hearts and minds of each one of us. You know what we are believing God for. Even right now, leave it up before God. You know what it is in your heart you're believing God for. For too long, our faith level and your conscious mind deny it, but your faith level was chasing after it. Change your faith to chasing, to just worshiping God. And let the blessing chase you. Father,